the vote for recess until
Mr.
perhaps
Remzik?
11. Yes, ma'am.
Did you establish a time frame for that delegation?
Oh, I did not. Thank you. That will be for, well, let me ask Ms. Wolfenbarger, how much time do you think we should give them for the items you had?
This is Jean with transportation. I'll defer to Dave Obey and Jim Stroger on the minor construction since that will drive it.
All right, let's see. It looks like Dave jumped off,
This is Chair Wolfley, Jolene Wolfley. How about 12 weeks?
That sounds like a good plan.
Okay.
All right, this is the DRB chair. They will have 12 weeks to address the issues just stated. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
So at this point, we need to, I want to see if we can get a recess till 11:30 or 11:25.
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with transportation. I move to take a recess until 11:30.
Do we have a second?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I second.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Yeah, Palmer with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Summerfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with transportation, I approve.
And this is Jay Roadbeck, the DRB chair. I approve, and there will be a recess until 11:30. Please turn off your video screens and your mics during the recess. And after the recess, item number 10, PR 2021-00509, SD 2021-0091 will be up. Thank you very much. On the agenda is project number PR 2021. It's item number 10, project number PR 2021-0050009, an application number SD 2021-0091, a request to combine five lots into one lot. So we actually need to defer this item, and we have received confirmation from the applicant's team that they would like to defer 2 weeks to the February 16th agenda to address items including transportation items related to infrastructure. And so is there a motion to defer item number 10 to the February 16th meeting of the DRB?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Jean Wolfenbarger, I second.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Kevin Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Bill Summerfelt, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Jay Rodenbeck, the DRB chair, I approve as well. And there is a consensus vote to defer item number 10 and project number PR 2021-005009, application number SD-2021-00091 to the February 16th meeting of the DRB. Thank you very much. All right, so the next item on our agenda is PR-2019-003092, application number SD-2022-00009. It's a preliminary final plat application. Could the applicant please identify themselves, their firm, and their address, and be sworn in.
Mr. Chair, Ron Buchanan, 5571 Midway Park Place, and I continue to tell the truth.
Thank you, sir. And 1 second, Mr. Buchanan, unless you have this pulled up, I have to pull up the plat because I'm doing two jobs here. If you want to, you can proceed right now while I pull that up.
Mr. Chair, let me give a high level view, and there is one member of the neighborhood that's in the audience that probably wants to address the board. So this is an alley vacation down in the near the airport, near Gibson and San Mateo, as shown on the site development plan. We had vacated this alley back in 2019, And during COVID, we went through the city council. They ratified the vacation. Then we came back, and the problem was real property management could not get us a final price. And so we lost the 1 year timeframe for the vacation request. So earlier this year, if the DRB members can remember, we went through and revacated the alleyway. We have been back through city council. City council has ratified the vacation again. And so now we're back in front of the DRB to finalize that vacation with the plat. We have met with Solid Waste and the Fire Marshal's office. Solid Waste has added both accounts, and they're in favor of they have no objections to the alley vacation, although I just have an email to that effect. And then the fire department, we're putting it in gates on either side of this so that they can continue that, and they're fine with it, but I don't have a letter in that file as well. And I apologize to DRB members. I really wanted to have this one done as well as quickly as possible, but I missed those two items. And so with that, I'll take any other comments that we have and then probably ask for a deferral.
All right, thank you, sir. Is there Mr. Bohannes or anybody else who wants to speak on your team?
No, it's just me today. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now members of the public may indicate that they wish to speak. If you wish to speak, please indicate that now. Peter, sorry if I butcher your name. Peter Kalitsits, please go ahead.
He's muted.
I see, he's unmuted now. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. My name is Peter Kalitsits. I'm representing Parkland Hills Neighborhood Association. My address is 921 Pampas Drive Southeast, Albuquerque, 87108. And I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Our neighborhood association looked at this, what was being done, and we applaud the applicant making this effort to improve safety and the business desirability of the area. We just have a couple of concerns that I think Mr. Bohannon talked about. I talked with him about addressing. As long as our concern is that it not be a dead end alley when the gates are locked, so that there is a possibility that someone could not get trapped with a car or walking in the dead end alley. And as long as there is an opening to access exiting through the adjacent church parking lot to the public right of way, which I gather there is because of fire department, that's one thing we'd be very happy with supporting. If there is not that access, we oppose it for safety. The other, and this is in a letter that Janet Simon, our neighborhood association president, sent that you should have received. The other is the gates and fence surrounding the property and the car wash property site and the gates for the fire department are open, so you can see. They provide security, but you can see through, which helps protect from people hiding behind and creating an unsafe situation. That's the other request we have, that fencing around there remain visually accessible to the site for safety and not be like a solid wall that doesn't have visual access. But we really appreciate what's going on, and hopefully this can all be done with the safe access. The site, just going by the site, it seems a lot clearer than it used to be before it was fenced in. Any questions?
Mr. Bohannon, do you have any questions?
No, Mr. Chair, and I can... probably what I can do is let's go through all the comments and then I can probably address those at the end as well.
All right. Thank you, sir. Is there, does any other member of the public wish to speak on this application? Please indicate that now. All right, I'm not seeing anybody else or hearing anybody else. We can go through DRB member comments now. Water Authority?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I think there was some confusion in my submitted comments. The alley that was previously vacated, shown on the southwestern side of the site, it appears our water mains are not within that. So I think the request was to dedicate that alley as public water, public sewer. We do not need public water, public sewer easement unless there's an actual line on the property. So the request is to locate those lines with New Mexico A11, show those on the sketch or exhibit, and indicate that they are in fact within Ridgecrest Drive. We do show what looks like a fire line stub on the southern portion of lot 14A, which the portion of that up to a valve, which is public, and we want that to be located while the rest of the lines are located. So that's the revision to the plat. There's a note we're requesting regarding the existing infrastructure. The water main is a 6-inch loop line. We did an availability halfway up this block, and the fire flow was not meeting what they wanted. And so the note is requesting basically that future improvements may be necessary at time of development. And it's primarily related to that water line related to fire flow. So with those, I guess, two items, that's the extent of our comments. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Mr. Chair, Ron Buchanan. So Blaine, if I understand you correctly, you want verification that there's nothing in that alley that needs to be under a public easement. That's one. And then two, the note that you have on there is that is further improvements may be necessary, or additional improvements may be necessary with further development.
That's a blank floor authority. Yes, that's exactly correct. And we provided language if your surveyor just wants to copy that. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Ron Buchanan, yes, I see that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Bohan, you have anything else for Water Authority?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you. Code Enforcement?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. A couple of development notes. This property is currently zoned MXM. Development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. The property is located in the APO, the Airport Protection Overlay Zone, and in the Kirtland Air Force Base Military Influence Area. There may be additional development restrictions and requirements in those overlay zones to be noted. I have no objections to the plat and no further comments at this time.
Mr. Chair, Ron Buchanan, thank you. Thank you, Jeff. And I can tell you that the overlay zone is, that the buildings are way below the overlay zone, but we'll keep the owners apprised.
Thank you. There may be some notification of the Kirtland Air Force Base and others, as you may well know.
Mr. Chair, yes. Thank you.
All right. Is that all, Mr. Palmer?
Yes, Mr. Chair. No further comments at this time.
Thank you, sir. Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no comments.
All right, thank you. Hydrology? Hydrology? Mr. Armijo?
Sorry, I was muted. I was reading to myself. Okay. Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Please provide a cross-lot drainage easement between the proposed lots, naming beneficiary and maintenance responsibilities. Also, please note any future development that meets any of our thresholds will require a grading and drainage plan prior to building permit.
Mr. Chair, Ron Buchanan. Ernest, do you want that on the plat?
Yes, please. The cross-lot drainage easement, yes.
Yeah, but about further development.
Oh, no. That's just a note for yourself.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Transportation?
Good morning, Gene Wiffenberger with Transportation. Thank you for the explanation involving coordination with solid waste and with the fire marshal. I did want to make a general note, though, that in the past, the fire marshal has mentioned that they don't access alleyways for fire purposes, but it's up to them. If in fact we are proceeding with putting the emergency gates on as they have requested or has been coordinated, then we would still need some kind of public easement in that case and some emergency access only signs at San Mateo Boulevard. If there's not going to be a turnaround for solid waste and according to solid waste and fire marshal improvements, we ought to have at least have a turnaround for a car, just a minimal turnaround there at the end on the north end. And I'm assuming that per the last time, there were signatured approvals from all adjacent property owners, if those could be included and updated as well.
Mr. Chair, Cannon, Gene. So the property owners in question are 16A and 14A, and we do have a letter from the church which would cover a portion of what will be 16A through that area, that they're relinquishing their right to the alleyway. So all three property owners are there. We can provide that in the supplemental submittal. When I talked to the fire marshal's office, they confirmed that they don't use the alleyway, but they said if they had to, they could use emergency gates. So we'll get that in written form from the fire marshal's office. On the signage along San Mateo, do you have a standard that you can send us that we can go out there and post?
I believe there's MUTCD standards on that. I can point that to you if you need.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, Ms. Ron Bohannon, if you wouldn't mind, send those MUTCD standards to us, and then we'll actually put those up. And then we'll coordinate on the minimal turnaround with the bank in the, which should address the comments of the neighborhood. The triangular piece, and I could go to the aerial, but I think there is a triangular piece that's all parking lot that was conveyed back to the church that was originally created when Ridgecrest subdivision was created. And that's to remain as parking in perpetuity. And so that area is available for the turnaround, and that's actually where the solid waste department actually traverses. They don't use this portion of the alleyway at all. So they actually have that in their file as well. So Jay gets that up. The multitasked Jay wrote me down.
trying to bring up the aerial here.
So basically what that does is it'll provide somebody that they don't get locked into that alleyway.
And I think I went to the wrong one too. All right, forget the aerial. I think I went to the wrong 425 San Mateo. Ms. Wolfenbarger, do you have anything else?
Yeah, this is Jean with transportation. I don't have anything else. I also did want to point out that alleyways don't typically include pedestrian requirements. Those would be reserved for Ridgecrest in this instance and other public roads. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Wolfenbarger. So I just want to clarify regarding the turnaround before I go to my comments. The NOD for that vacation or right away from June of last year required per the NOD, a turnaround and be added to an infrastructure list prior to requiring platting action. I mean, are we all in concurrence about that? Or is there still some question about whether or not a turnaround needs to be provided? Just want to confirm that.
This is Jean with transportation. I was specifically looking for more correspondence from the fire marshal and solid waste to firm up that specific requirement.
Is there a question about how big it needs to be or, you know, like what it needs to accommodate? Is that the question, or is there a question about the turnaround itself?
If there's correspondence with the fire marshal and solid waste that they're fine without needing a turnaround on their end, especially with the gates, emergency gates provided,
I just need a smaller turnaround for a simple car.
Okay. I just want to make sure there's going to be a turnaround because it's in the NOD for the right-of-way vacation. And then it becomes a legal question about, well, we had it in the NOD. It was approved with that right-of-way vacation. Do they have to, you know, can we rescind that requirement with the plat in action if no turnaround whatsoever is required? But I think if there's a turnaround that's going to be provided, then I don't think that's an issue. I just wanted to confirm that. All right. So as far as planning comments go, here, let me go back to the plat here. We just need the project and application numbers added to the plat right up here. Standard comments, utility and MAFCA signatures being received, and then the AGIS DXF file approval email from AGIS as well prior to final sign off from planning. So it sounds like we're going to need a deferral.
Mr. Chair, Ron Buchanan, I would request a 2-week deferral to the 16th.
Thank you, sir. Is there a motion to defer item number 11 to the February 16th meeting of the DRB?
Wayne Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
You got a second?
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parsonage, seconds.
All right, thank you. Please vote.
Wayne Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wiffenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Jay Rodenbeck, the DRB Chair. I approve. There is a consensus vote to defer item number 11 and project number PR-2019-003091, application number SD-2022-00009 to the February 16th meeting of the DRB. Thank you very much.